Red alert. Parental discretion is advised.
Anomaly. I am an anomaly.
Anomaly.
I am an anomaly.
A.
Hi, I'm an anomaly.
Anomaly.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen. Back in November of 2018, I took my 14-year-old niece Carly to Alamo City Comic-Con in San Antonio, Texas. Actor-singer John Barrowman was the celebrity guest she was the most excited to see. He twirled on stage at the start of his panel in a lovely blue TARDIS dress that sparkled along with his smile. Carly knew him as Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who, but he's also played many other roles, including characters on Torchwood and Arrow. In addition to that, he's appeared on Broadway in the West End, in The Phantom of the Opera, Miss Saigon, Sunset Boulevard, and Matador. As I mentioned at the end of our last episode of Anomaly, which you should totally check out because it was about the upcoming Captain Picard TV series, I didn't know who Barrowman was before seeing him at this con. I know. And I totally wasn't sure what we were in for when I took my rated PG-13 niece to his rated NC-17 panel. I cut the beginning of the panel to save time, and sadly, I had to remove John Barrowman's beautiful rendition of Christina Perry's song, A Thousand Years. The speaker volume was so loud at the panel, it distorted the audio beyond repair. Other than that, I didn't cut a thing. And John Barrowman is very fond of F-bombs and sexually explicit banter. My niece was one of the few audience members in line to ask him questions when he invited them all on stage. Barrowman turned to Carly after a few minutes to ask how old she was. When she replied with a meek, 14, he gasped, found me in the audience, and asked if I was okay with her being on stage with him. It was her first big con, and she was getting to meet one of her favorite actors. It totally made her day. Be sure to visit the show notes for this episode at anomalypodcast.com to see photos from the con, including one of John in his TARDIS dress. You'll also find links to other panels recorded by Anomaly. Find the complete archives of all of our episodes at anomalypodcast.com or subscribe for free through Apple Podcasts. And never miss an episode, including the two bonus episodes coming later this month.
Anyway, I like to go to questions. Do you guys have questions and stuff? Yes? Wait a minute, now is there a microphone for questions or is it out there?
Over
there's a guy pointing, and it's right there, yes. I want to do it a little differently. Who wants to ask a question? So we have a question there. You have a question, is that it? Only four questions, you have a question there, my dear? Okay, so why don't you come and line up over that, is there a microphone that side? Yeah, why don't you line up on that side for the questions, okay? And we're gonna do something different. Since it's a nice little intimate room and we have so many problems, I wanna make it up to you, okay? We're gonna have sex on stage. You don't have to do anything. Just stand there. So, the first four people, come on up. And the others, if you can, sit down so other people, there's nobody behind you. First four people, okay, five. TARDIS, you greedy bastard. You don't count. Come on up. Have a little seat around there. Gather yourselves around. There you go, nice suit. Gather yourselves around, sit down. Sit down and join me. This is going to be like Dr. Phil, or as I like to call it, Dr. Drill. Would you like to touch the coat?
Yes.
That's the real coat. No, don't put your face on it. I don't want your sweat. Yeah, well, I don't want that either. But I'll take yours. Okay, so, what's your question? What's your name?
Brett Hebert.
Brett Hebert. A bear. That means something different in my world. In your world too? No? No, okay, all right, I just judged there. What?
Like he's bragging to me.
He's bragging? Doing a bear. Do you know this man?
Nope.
Shut the fuck up. How are you, doctor? You've never seen inside the TARDIS before, like this, have you? How old are you? Oh my god. Well, somebody just moved you. You're okay with that, right? Are your parents here? Your aunt, where's your aunt? Are you okay with this guardian?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, good. He's up on stage. You better be okay with it. Yes. I know. I was in it.
I know you're working on it coming back.
Well, no, it's not I'm working on it coming back. I always get asked questions about it, to whether it's going to come back, and there's no definite no, because no one told me no, so I just keep talking about it. And then they put these headlines up that Barrowman says Torchwood's coming back. Well, I didn't say that. I said I'm
Greg.
What?
Greg? Is it Greg?
Who's Greg?
The producer. Yes.
No, Greg Berlanti has nothing to do with Torchwood.
He's Arrow.
Oh, I know.
Get your fucking shows right. I don't know what he's like. I don't know if he's big or small. It's not my head.
I read he was the guy who's going to be...
Where did you read that? No, I think you might have misread some internet fake news, right? Be careful of that, particularly nowadays. Oh, look, politically gone quiet. Get real, people. Yeah, don't believe all you read on the internet, because that's, I don't think, true. I had spoken to some producers when I, this might be where the story got misconstrued. I had spoken to some producers around that I was going and meeting with, and they were always asking me, how do we get the rights to Torchwood? So I made a couple of phone calls, and I was told we couldn't do it because it's totally in control of the showrunner of Doctor who happens to be Chris Chibnall now. Yes, and Chris Chibnall, who I had then mentioned, who I was told that about, I said, well, it's up to Chris Chibnall. And then in the news, the online and all the headlines now where John Barrowman says Chris Chibnall is the only one to bring Torchwood back. I didn't say that. I said he could bring it back if he wants to. So that's the real part of the story. It's totally up to him and totally up to the BBC. However, if I was asked to do it again, I would do it at the drop of a hat. So, I'm probably too old now. Yeah. Well, get your fingers like in the old days and do the yellow pages, but do it on a computer thing. Get emails out there and start typing. Everybody says they will and nobody ever does. Right? Yeah, you leave it up to you guys. Fans can say Supernatural. Woo-hoo! Four people. You did a lot of typing. I love that show. I've always said that I want to be the human Impala. In the car. In the human form of it, you know why? Hold your ears! Because then I can say all the boys have been in me. Anyway. Boy, I really am in Texas. They're not liking these ones, are they? You're all different, though. I know you. There you are. Back to your question. Okay, you can fuck off now. No, someone else can come up. We're gonna go to you first. Second. Thank you, and be careful getting down, yes? I'm not responsible if anybody falls. Don't fall. Yes, what's your name?
Carly.
Carly, you can stand up, Carly.
Oh, Carly has a reason.
What's your question?
I wanted to know, what is your opinion on the newest Doctor Who?
I think it's awful. Just kidding. From the moment it was announced, from the moment that I heard it, I thought it was the best idea ever, because there is no, nothing said in the Gallifreyan text or history that the Doctor cannot regenerate into a woman. So all of these, or an alien, or, you know, whatever, anybody transgender, you name it, there's no rule. So when everybody was getting all upset about it, it's like, people, shut up. Give it a chance, right? Because not only do we go on the journey, this is my belief, We go on the journey in the TARDIS for where the TARDIS will take the people inside who happen to be a doctor and the companions, right? And then we get to know them through the journeys the TARDIS takes. So that's the excitement of it. We watch it because of that, not because of who plays the doctor, right? Because I remember when Christopher Eccleston regenerated, sorry you can't see me over there, Christopher Eccleston regenerated into David Tennant. There was a hullabaloo. They're like, oh, he's too young, he can't play it, and what? He turned out to be one of the best doctors ever, right? So, give her a chance, and she's doing a great job. I haven't seen Rosa Parks yet. I've just downloaded it. I'm gonna watch it on the plane on the way home. I know there's a nod to the Vortex Manipulator, spoiler alert.
Love it. Yes, there is.
And what's really hysterical is I was inundated by press calls. People wanting to know, are you coming back? Does this mean you're coming back? I'm like, guys, I haven't even seen the episode yet. But what makes me proud for that is that to this day, it's like 10 years on, and everybody's still talking about John Barrowman's Captain Jack Harkness. And I love it. You're my favorite. Thank you. What do you think about the new doctor?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so why did you ask the question? You were trying to stir it up, right? You know her outfit that she wears. There's a little nod to the suffragette movement in the outfit. And that's all I'm going to say because I know Ray put something in there. He talked about it in an interview. And see if you can figure out what is the nod to the suffragette movement in the new doctor's outfit. I already know the answer. And I know another person out there does too if she's here. So that's something for you to look up, okay? Enjoy it. She's great. You're welcome. And hey, girl power. Hi, how are you? I'm not gonna ask you a question yet.
I wouldn't do that to you, doctor. I wouldn't leave you hanging.
Don't be nervous. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. Oh, naughty doctor! make your sonic pop. Go. That's a boy. Oh, and it glows! Somebody's winning right now. So what's your question?
Are you the new Green Arrow?
Am I the new Green Arrow?
Prison right now, and everyone's curious to know who the new Arrow is. It's a debate whether it's you or Roy Harper.
Thank you for your question. Can blink as many times as I want. It's not gonna answer the question. Who do you think it is?
I'm really hoping it's you.
You're opening? What? Oh, you're opening! It's been a long day today. You're hoping it's me. Okay. Good. What, you think if I knew I was gonna tell you? Really? That would be unfair to spoil it for everybody, so you would like it to be me.
I would love it to be you.
Why?
Because you were an amazing Arrow and an amazing villain in that show.
Keep going. That's okay. I can't tell you anything because I am sworn to secrecy and I sign a thing that says I'm not non-disclosure, that I'm kind of like someone else's, but never mind. Except mine's about a script. Not about a... Hey, did you think it would be a calm panel at all with me, right? I've lost my train of thought now. We sign a piece of paper that says we're not allowed to talk about anything that's coming up. All I know is I was back up there filming. That's what I can tell you, okay? I just stood there and hugged you for 20 minutes, you greedy bastard. No problem. eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who am I going to go to next? TARDIS. You ever seen two TARDIS together? It's a double whammy TARDIS. One's wearing pants and the other one's not. Guess who? What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
San Antonio.
Hey! What's your question, Chris?
Well, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
So you already made my birthday.
Have I? What did I do for you that I don't know?
Just you being you.
Awesome.
For you, you're amazing. I said just coming here and just seeing your panel alone is awesome. Just making my birthday.
Good. Thank you.
So my question was, number one is, I wasn't able to come yesterday, so I missed the cosplay surprise.
You ever tried? People, please, come on, stick with me. You just picture Jack up there. There you go.
Okay, so my question, number one, you rocked it like I told you at the national anthem last night. You were amazing.
Yeah, if any of you haven't seen the video yet, we're going to post another one, which is the broadcast video. I sang the national anthem at the Spurs and the Lakers game last night. It was pretty good. And I wore my LGBTQ Superman shirt, and I wore the ampersand pin to show our support of transgender people who they're trying to wipe off the planet. So that was a big deal for me, and the fact that they allowed me to wear it, and they didn't have a choice. But for me to be able to get up as an openly gay man and sing about my freedom in the United States of America, which is freedom for all, that was important to me. And to be able to do it here was a big deal.
So my question is about just evolving. So I love the person you are today, so I'm pretty sure you weren't always, unless you were. Because I know Doctor Who opened so many doors for you.
Yeah, but I was, the thing, Doctor Who opened a lot of doors for me, but also remember I had a 13-year career prior to Doctor Who in musical theater in the West End, in London, and on Broadway. I'd also done, for 13 years, children's television, believe it or not. And I had two of the most popular children's TV shows in the UK. I produced my own TV shows. I also had variety shows on Saturday nights on the BBC. So there was a lot before. I don't think I was any different. You might want to ask other people that question, but most people will say I've always been the same. However, the big deal for me was in a particular interview when I was being interviewed for Doctor Who, and someone asked me a question, and I said about my, at that time, because we didn't have the same rights that we have today at that time, and also there was a little bit of fear of still talking about stuff, but I didn't give a shit. Because the way to change things is to be open and to be out and to be upfront and to be non-apologetic for who you are, how you are, and what you are, okay? So when I was in this interview, I said to the guy, he said, you know, tell us a little bit about your home life. I said, well, I've got my partner at home, and I've got two dogs, and blah, blah, blah. We live in Chelsea, and da, 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 da. And he went, excuse me, wait a minute a second. He said, you said your partner? And I went, yeah, I live with another man. And they went, do you realize you've probably just come out in this article? And I went, can I just say something? I'm in my late 20s, early 30s, and I live with another man in Chelsea, in a big brownstone. We have two dogs that are really groomed well, and we drive BMWs. What other clues do you frickin' want? I mean, come on, and he went, yeah, I guess. I went, do you want me to say it? He's like, well, you know, people want to know. I said, why? What does it matter? I said, but I'm gay. Big deal. And that was how it went down. And he's like, oh, this is an exclusive. I'm like, take it how you like. I said, because I do all the time. And that just opened things. I mean, I was like, after that, I went home to Scott and I said, because I'd been told in other instances not to speak about Scott ever by another producer. And I was like, I went home to Scott on that instance and I said, what do we do? And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I cannot physically live a lie. I can't live a lie for the rest of my life, having one life with close friends and family, and then people that I want to be my family that I'm telling a lie to, that they're not really getting to know who I am. How is that fun? You know, and that's all this. People are like, well, that's your persona. I said, this is my fucking persona. And people will love me for this, because if they don't, I don't need them, right? Yeah. So that's how it all came about. So I don't think, I may not have talked about it a lot before, but I never denied, because I was never asked, right?
Your voice is louder than ever now.
Well, no, my voice, listen. I always say, I am going to, if you don't have a voice and you need someone to speak up for you, and we definitely need something like that at the moment, because they're starting to chip away at different rights, not only for the LGBTQ community, but for a lot of other people, right? And they're chipping it away. And if you don't have a voice and you don't feel able to stand up and speak, which I hope you would, I will do it for you. That's my mom. Happy birthday. Oh, no, I'm not, but I can't stand in pose and take a picture with you. Quick, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up! Do you know how to use a fucking phone? Did you get it?
Yes,
thanks, fuck the world. You're welcome. Read the instructions! So while I do the next question, we have four more people come on up and see you. Young lady, I know you with the walker. Why don't you come and just sit right? You have a seat on there, don't you? Come and sit right in front, because obviously we won't get you up on stage. But everybody else, come on up. Not everybody, so we get. Don't push her out of the way. I'm joking, by the way, because I shoved her out of the way earlier to get here. You just sit right there. Is that okay? No. Sit in that, because I don't want any liability that you're sitting on the stage. So just sit yourself right down there, sweetheart. I bought my mom one of these. They're really awesome.
You got brakes on?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, the rest of you guys can come up. Come on up and sit around here while I ask Edward Scissorhands. No?
No.
Who?
Morpheus. From
Shut up. It's Neil Gaiman. I know. You know what? Because I know Neil Gaiman. Yes. And he's a huge fan of mine. And Sam, when they came up, I went to... I won't tell you where, but I went to, there's a big vault that I get taken into sometimes. And it has a lot of products. And I get to choose whatever I want, right? And I chose this chess set, Sandman chess set. And when I got it, I took it, and the guy who was giving all the products, and he said, you know, you're the first one to ever have this. And I went, really? I said, even before Neil? And he went, even before Neil. So I went home, took a photograph, went on Twitter, and I DM'd Neil, and I went, look what I have, and you don't. And you created it. There you go. Anyway, what's your question?
My question was, you've been in Doctor Who and you played the good guy. I wanted to know, when you switched the Arrow, was there like some sort of process to transition to be a villain?
No, not really, because I like being an asshole. It's not hard. I mean, the thing is, the one thing, I don't play Malcolm as being bad or evil. I play Malcolm as being a hero. And I know that sounds weird, but I like to think Malcolm is the hero of his own story. And part of the reason I think that a lot of people, what I love is the fact that you guys come on the journey with me, with all those characters, no matter what it is I'm in. You know, some of you have come up to me even at the table and said, we love you in Scandal, we love you in this, da da da. I'm Desperate Housewives. I love it because you follow me and you enjoy what I do, because I enjoy what I do. And I think the fact that with Merlin, I've made him kind of, get me on this one, and agree or disagree, likable, but hateable,
yeah.
Right? And that's, I don't know how I did it, Fabulous.
And it seems to have worked, because I think it's because I make him, and a lot of, there was a couple of younger girls came up to me, and one in fact dressed as Speedy. Is she here? No. Okay, I'm never talking to her again. She came up and I said, you like Malcolm Merlin. Yeah, and it's like a lot of younger, teenage girls appreciate Merlin, but I'm like, it's kind of weird, because he's got the worst parenting skills ever, right? But maybe, some kids want a little bit of discipline in their life, but not Malcolm Merlin's type of discipline. So that's the way I kind of approached it with, Thea. He loves her and would do anything for her, but he will try to make her tough and to be able to stand up and fight, because it's a tough world out there. And with all of the other supervillains out there, Merlin wants her to be prepared. He also loves Oliver like a son. And he, I think, would have loved for Tommy to be more like Oliver. That's why he was really unapologetic about Tommy's death. This is my backstory that you're getting. So that's, but I think a lot of people clued into that, that actually there is a little heart in there that pumps every so often. And you can see it in his eyes, because he would do anything for the team, for Team Oliver. He would do anything to help them. However, as Canary once said to him in a fight, she said, "Thank you, but I would still kill you." And he feels exactly the same way about him. And once there's that kind of brutal honesty between characters and between heroes and villains, that's when it becomes exciting. Because they're just working on a razor's edge, right? Because they could fall either way at any time, and someone could die or someone could be killed, right? Yeah. Do you like Merlin? You did spectacular.
Say that again?
You did fantastic.
Say it again.
Thank you. Thank you for your question. Can we post a picture? You want, oh, see, now everyone wants to pose for a picture. Quick, stand there. How old are you?
16.
16. There you go. Did you get it? Whoever get it. Thank you very much for your question. Hi. I'm gonna sit down here on the Oh, it's cold. How old are you?
12.
12. How old are you?
Just turned 18 a couple weeks ago.
So are you a guardian to him?
Technically, I'm his older sibling, so.
Your older sibling at 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you brought him here at 12. I love both of you. Where are your parents?
They're right there.
Where are they? So you're cool? Great, okay. I love families that are progressive. Any questions you have about anything that's discussed, you make sure you talk to your mom and your dad. You don't ask on the playground. Exactly. He's like, shut up, whatever. They don't have a playground in a school?
Junior high. They don't have a playground in old junior high.
So where do you go outside at school? They don't. The gym?
They go outside for gym when they have to run laps sometimes.
Right.
I don't go outside anymore because I'm senior now.
Oh yeah, you're too cool to go outside and do any of that, right?
Arts classes, I'm very cool.
I know, thank you. What fine arts classes are you taking?
I'm in varsity choir, I'm in junior varsity orchestra, and I'm in art one.
Are you good at math?
I don't take a math class anymore, but I have 5 math credits, so.
That's good, because music is math.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm in 12-8, I think, right now.
Can you count in 12-8?
It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Very good. She did the hand gesture. The proper one.
What's the question? Well, I actually just came up here to get down. I want to compliment on the dress. That looks amazing.
Thank you. I know it's personally made. It cost a freaking fortune. Yeah, because these are all Swarovski crystals. Yeah. Yeah, you can get an L. Hoffer design online, who do all my cosplays.
Yes!
You order them, you can get them at a lesser cost, but if you want the fabulous John Barrowman one, you better start working. Or remortgage your house, because trust me, I'm still paying for this one. So, it's his question. So, what is your name?
Ree,
and your name is?
Alistair.
Alistair, great names. So, what's your question, Alistair? Alistair, that's the
most refreshing question I have been asked in a long time. My favorite food, I don't have one particular favorite food. However, if you were to come over to my house and it were about 6 o'clock in the evening on a Friday or Saturday, and Scott and I were sitting down for what we call cocktail hour and having a little bit of a drink, along with some snacks, Scott would eat a bag of Cheetos. I kid you not, not the little bag, the big bag. He'd sit and eat a bag of Cheetos and have a vodka tonic, and I would have, you know those, they're like, the Doritos lime flavored Doritos? What? Vaguely you know them? Okay, that's good. Don't eat a lot of chips. That's good. This is about me, not about you. So I would eat those, but my favorite thing in the whole wide world, and I love it, Dean's Dip. Do you know Dean's Dip? Go to the supermarket and get some Dean's Dip. It is like eating plastic. Plastic with flavor. Put it on chips, it's absolutely delicious. And with a vodka soda when you're 21, amazing. I want you all to post pictures to me of you with Dean's Dip. Traditional French onion Dean's Dip. Whatever you do with it, go ahead. Dip anything in it. Rub it anywhere. But make sure you're 18 or over. Put it on a potato chip. Dean's Dip. What's your favorite food? No, nothing. Everyone, what's your favorite food?
I like fettuccine alfredo with chicken.
Okay, fancy. I'm coming to your house. Do your parents cook that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. Get with it, Mom and Dad. Is your dad the cook? Is he good? Just, was it meat chili or veggie chili?
Meat chili.
Meat chili, I forget, we're in Texas, right? If someone gives me veggie chili in Texas, I'm like, piss off. Have you thought of a favorite food yet?
Taco.
Taco! Taco's pretty good. Yeah, I had a taco last night. I had a pulled pork taco with cabbage, onion, and cilantro. After I sang the national anthem, because I didn't want to be burping or farting when I was singing the national anthem. And I dribbled it all down my shirt. And when I went to my hotel room and I took my shirt off to go to bed, do you know what I did? I licked it. Nasty. Thanks for your question, guys. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We have 5 minutes. I'm going to do these last two questions. Sorry, everybody. But you want me to sing for you?
Yeah!
Okay, question, sir.
It's about Dr. Who.
Go ahead.
How did you become the face of Bo?
They chopped my head off and stuck me in a bucket, a glass bucket. That's how I became the face of Bo. I have no idea how it happened. We are looking into it in one of the, I think, the stories we're doing for Big Finish coming up. Woo! We're gonna start delving into it, and Russell said that's okay to do that. So, yeah, who knows? One of the best moments in the history of Doctor Who. David Tennant and I were watching the episode together and we were having pizza. And I walked over to my window during the commercial break and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm opening the window, David." And he said, "Why?" I said, "So I can hear the nation's jaw drop." All right, sweetheart. I heard you playing with your Sonic. Yeah. Oh, it's the new one! Spins and everything. What's your question, Marla?
Dean.
Marla Dean, nice to meet you. What's your question, sweet?
What is your trouble? Is there any chance you'll ride in the TARDIS with the new doctor?
I have no idea. It's not up to me again. That's a thing that's up to Chris Chibnall. and up to, you know, the showrunner. However, I remember Russell T. Davis saying something a long time ago. He said, we're not, and it's, I know the fans would love Jack to be back, but he said, we're writing it not just for the old fans, we're writing it for new fans. So they have to keep moving the show forward. That doesn't mean I wouldn't love that they did a little homage to him or brought him back, like, you know, he bumps into himself or whatever. I don't know, we'll see. But I know that the reaction, he would be like, well, I can work with that. Exactly. Wait till you see my cosplay coming up next year. Might be just something like this. There you go, sweetheart. Thank you, Marla. Appreciate it. Big round of applause before I forget for our silent.
Did you like the panel? You can write to Anomaly at girlygeeks@gmail.com to let us know. Send us a voice memo at that address or call our voicemail line at 432-363-4742. Would you do us a favor? Tell your friends about Anomaly and help us grow our audience by rating our show in the Apple Podcast app. We found a producer, someone who will help us edit and record our show, so you can look forward to more Anomaly episodes coming soon in the future. You can help us thank our new podcast producer/editor by donating to the show through PayPal. You can send your PayPal donation to girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com. I'm Jen. You've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
What was that like?
Very nerve-wracking.
She was nervous to do this right now, my intro to the panel, and I was like, are you kidding me? You were on the stage with a celebrity, and you'd had no problem asking a question, but you're going to be weirded out talking to your aunt on her podcast.
It's a first for me.
Yeah,
it's
but you did really well. Everything. You did well. You asked a good question, too. I liked your question. So how's your experience been so far?
It's been really fun. I like it a lot.
And you're dressed up. Tell everyone who you're dressed up as and explain kind of the character.
My name's Connor. I'm the android sent by CyberLife. I deal with deviants at the Detroit City Police Department.
This is a game on PlayStation, right? She's been recognized several times, and a bunch of teenage boys gathered around her to have their picture taken with her. What? So this is Carly's second con, but her first big con, right?
Yeah.
We've seen a few things on the floor that we have been eyeing. We might have to go back and check out, see if they've dropped the prices on it.
Lots of supernatural things.
Yes, she likes supernatural a lot. All right, well, there's no video. But you can go to the show notes and see the video that I've just been talking about with Carly and
he gave
Jonathan.
Me a hug.
Yeah, and he was wearing a Doctor Who dress.